Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, because I am aware of the needs of Our Lady, Queen of the Americas Parish, and I am confident of Father Carter's qualifications for the office of pastor, I now commend him to you as your new shepherd. Please listen now to the letter of appointment.
Dear Father Carter, having listened to the members of the Priest Personnel Board, and now with this letter, I am hereby appointing you to the office of pastor of Our Lady, Queen of the Americas Parish, Conneaut Lake, effective on September 1st, 2018. This appointment will be for a term of 6 years, at which time it may be renewed, or you may be given another assignment. There always remains the possibility of an earlier change, given the pastoral needs and priorities of the diocese. May God bless you, your parishioners, and may he bless our diocese with an abundance of holy, dedicated, and faithful priests, deacons, women religious, and committed laity. Sincerely in Christ, Lawrence T. Persico, the Most Reverend Bishop of Erie.
My sisters and brothers in Christ, good morning.
Good morning.
This morning, we celebrate the installation of Father David Carter as pastor of Our Lady, Queen of the Americas Church, and we celebrate the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. A word on both celebrations, but first I want to thank Father Dan Hoffman for being here, the pastor at Edinburgh, and also thank my brother Knights for being in this ceremony as well. Today's gospel is the final event of the Epiphany, Jesus' baptism at the Jordan River by John. The Christmas season officially comes to an end today at the bank of the Jordan. Jesus is no longer the child in a Bethlehem manger, but the adult Redeemer making his way to Jerusalem. The good news spoken by the angels continues to unfold. The most wondrous part of Christ's story is yet to be revealed. Today, the same Spirit that anoints the Messiah for his mission anoints us to be about the work of Christ in this new year. to seek out and find the lost, to heal the hurting, to feed the hungry, to free the imprisoned, to rebuild nations, to bring peace to all peoples. Just as Jesus' ministry began with his baptism by John, so our ministry to others begins as we grow in the life of the church. Baptism is the beginning. Through the sacraments, we are called to be church to those around us. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. Our baptism makes each one of us the servant of today's readings, to bring forth in our world the justice, reconciliation, and enlightenment of Christ. The other reason I am here is to celebrate with you the installation of your pastor and to thank him for accepting this pastorate and to assure him of my support, to pray with him and you, the parishioners, and to ask you to pray for vocations, as well as to show that priests share in the priesthood of the bishop as a pastor. A pastor is an extension of the bishop's ministry. The pastor shares in the bishop's threefold ministry of teaching, leading, and sanctifying. The pastor is a wonderful gift a parish receives from the diocese through the bishop, and you can rejoice that you have a pastor. Father Carter is here because he was sent by the Bishop of Erie, who is responsible to ensure the pastoral and spiritual needs of this parish are served. A priest goes where he is sent to serve the needs of the faithful. When he is ordained a priest, the one to be ordained puts his folded hands inside the bishop's hands and promises the bishop and his successor obedience. This obedience assumes concrete meaning when the priest accepts the assignment given him by the bishop. A priest is not ordained for ministry in a particular parish or for a special ministry. A priest is ordained for service in the diocese. That is why a priest is called a diocesan priest. The promise of obedience is not subjecting him to the capriciousness of another person, but is rather a commitment to radical openness to service in the local church. For this reason, it is bound up also with a commitment to priestly celibacy. A priest must be free to serve. This obedience is committing the priest to serve wherever the greater good of the diocese at a particular time and place demanded. The intimate sharing of the bishop's priesthood on the part of the pastor makes clear that the parish, as a family of faith, is not isolated or freestanding or floating out there somewhere in ecclesiastical space, but is rather a part of a larger family of faith called the Diocese of Erie, and part of even larger family of faith called the Universal Church, headed by the Pope, the successor of St. Peter. The bishop's role and ministry is to be an effective sign and instrument of unity, which binds together the parishes with one another and with the diocese and with the Universal Church. The bishop, as the successor of the apostles, is the link between the diocese and the Universal Church, headed by St. Peter and his successor, Pope Francis. Just as you are all joined to one another as members of this parish, and in one faith and one Lord and one baptism, you have many other relationships. Another relationship you have with the other parishes of the diocese is the promotion of vocations. One of the first things that Jesus said when talking about vocations was to pray that the Lord send laborers into the vineyards. I ask each of you to pray for vocations and to pray every day. Jesus asked us to pray not just to give us something to do. He asked us to pray because he answers prayers. We have presently 15 seminarians studying for the Diocese of Erie. Vocations begin with an invitation. This is something we all can do. Jesus did this when he chose the apostles. He said, "Come, follow me." How often has each of us, clergy, religious, and laity, said to a promising young man or woman, "I think you would make a good priest or religious sister"? We have to plant the seed of an invitation. Don't think an invitation is unimportant. St. John Paul II often said that families which live their faith are the seabed of vocations. For them, their faith is a reality. Young people won't give their lives to something they don't perceive as real or a priority. That has to be a role model for them by someone. This someone is their family, their relatives, their friends, and you, their parish family. I know Father Carter is proud to be your pastor. I have given you another priest. Now, I want you to give me a seminarian, a student for the priesthood from your parish. I think it's fair exchange. Vocation recruiting is not just something for the bishop or priest or sisters to do. Since you have benefited immensely from the presence of priests in your parishes, I think it is only fair and reasonable to say that each of you as beneficiaries also share the responsibility of identifying suitable candidates for the seminary. The parish community, especially through the Word of God and the Eucharist, plays a key role in fostering vocations to the priestly and religious life. God chooses men and women from the community with the help of the community. My deepest thanks to all of you at Our Lady, Queen of the Americas Parish, who have extended such a warm welcome to Father Carter already, for that kindness and affection towards him, which will continue to grow stronger as the days go on. I thank you.
Please be seated.
Father David Carter, my brother, I invite you to stand before the altar, facing your parishioners. I now invite the staff of the parish of Our Lady, Queen of the Americas Parish, to stand. Father Carter, these ministers and members of the staff will assist you in the pastoral care of the people of this parish. Share this ministry in a spirit of mutual trust, common prayer, and general concern. Please be seated. I now invite the members of the Pastoral Council of Our Lady, Queen of the Americas, to stand. I now invite the members of the Finance Council of the Parish of Our Lady, Queen of the Americas, to join me. Father Carter, these men and women are the voice of your people. They will assist and counsel you as you minister to this parish. Always be attentive to the needs they express. I ask that the staff of the parish stand once again and join the council members as your new pastor addresses you.
My friends, I pledge to seek your counsel, guidance, and advice in the spiritual and temporal care of my pastorate. I am grateful for your service.
Now I invite all of you gathered here to stand and prepare to give your assent to your new pastor. Father Carter, these are your parishioners, joined to Christ and to one another through the sacrament of baptism. Lead them by your example to holiness.
I promise through my leadership to discover with faith, recognize with joy, and to foster with diligence the many and varied gifts of the Spirit within this parish. I will seek to build bonds of unity and love among us. In a moment, I will ask you three questions. I hope that you will answer each one by saying, "We will." My dear people of Our Lady, Queen of the Americas Parish, we are pilgrims on a journey of faith. Will you commit yourselves to work with me toward fulfilling the mission of this parish for the glory of God and the salvation of your own life?
Will
you pray daily for the spiritual growth of this parish and for an increase of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in our midst?
Will
you commit yourself in such a manner that others may say of us, "See how they love one another"?
Remember, Father Carter, always be a loving father, a gentle shepherd, and a wise teacher of your people, so that you may strengthen them in all that you do. As a teacher of the faith, I ask you now to lead your people in the profession of faith.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made.
For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death.
firm faith, I also believe everything contained in God's word, written or handed down in tradition and proposed by the church, whether in solemn judgment or in ordinary and universal magisterium, as divinely revealed and calling for faith. I also firmly accept and hold each and everything that is proposed by the church definitively regarding teaching on faith and morals. Moreover, I adhere with religious submission of will and intellect to the teachings which either the Roman Pontiff or the College of Bishops enunciate when they exercise the authentic magisterium, even if they proclaim those teachings in an act that is not definitive.
Please be seated. Please stand. As we await with longing the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us ask his mercy that as he came into the world to bring good news to the poor and heal the contrite of heart, so in our time also he may bring salvation to all in need.
For the Holy Catholic Church throughout the world, that all its members would be united in faith, hope, and love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, O Lord.
That the Lord, who humbled himself to be baptized by John in the Jordan, would keep us faithful to the promises that we made in baptism. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, O Lord.
That the Lord would help us to always listen to the beloved Son. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, O Lord.
That the Lord would inspire a culture of vocations to permeate the families of our diocese and parish. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, O Lord.
That the Lord would bless our diocese with an abundant harvest of new vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, O Lord.
That the Lord would bless our parish with young men and women consecrated to the service of God in his holy church. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, O Lord.
In thanksgiving for the installation of our pastor, by His Excellency, the Bishop, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, O Lord.
And for all of our beloved dead, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, O Lord.
Almighty, ever-living God, who brings salvation to all and desires that no one should perish, hear the prayers of your people and grant that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and your church rejoice in tranquility and devotion through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.